It's March. What's happening in the natural world? Here are Boulder naturalists, Scott Sievers and Ruth Carol Cushman.
We're at Stearns Lake. Is that an eagle or a hawk?
The adult eagle.
Oh, very good. There's a big nest in that tree, and a few trees away, there is an adult bald eagle showing us his very, very handsome profile. He says, I don't like you standing there looking at my nest.
Basically, anytime you're looking at a bird and it's staring you right back, you are being perceived as a possible threat to their nest. And these birds of prey have eyesight thought to be up to 10 times better than human vision. According to the county, when viewing eagles, when you're not viewing them with your scope, point the lens down or point your binoculars down and not at the birds. Keep your voices low. Stay out of the territory that's marked off as a no access zone.
Cradleboard trail takes off to the right and goes fairly close to the nest, and they close that trail.
Okay.
Yeah. And that is to help protect the eagles.
Hearing the eagles vocalize, Carol, can you hear that?
I can't hear it, can you?
Yeah, they're vocalizing a lot.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, is there an eagle in the nest? Yes! Yes, there is an eagle in the nest as well, and the one that was perched has just now flown into its nest tree and is standing guard. Oh, this is interesting. What's going on? Oh, it looks, yeah. Oh, they're mating. Oh my God, how beautiful. Yeah, just as we were watching, the male flew in and then flew on top of the female and they mated. Soon there will be eggs and after that chicks.
These eagles will be incubating the eggs for a month or so. And then after they hatch, it's another 50 days before the young fledge. Large crowds of birders can be not very good to the behavior of eagles. So you want to limit your time at the nest and no more than 10 people at a time.
Scott Sievers and Ruth Carol Cushman are friends and Boulder naturalists.